And it's now time for your daily Fortis News Break, a production of Fortis Institutes. Well, King Charles of Britain seemed a little bit more interested in interfaith appeasement than actually proclaiming Christian truth during Easter. His Easter message emphasized that Jesus' love reflected the Jewish ethic and was echoed in Islam and other religious traditions. Social media, as you might expect, quickly erupted with criticism. Meanwhile, in Colorado, the governor there has signed legislation formally removing the state's definition of marriage as between one man and one woman, which is a largely symbolic gesture since the Supreme Court already forced this redefinition nationwide. 32 states have traditional marriage definitions on their books, though currently unenforceable. And we're witnessing now exactly what happens when political expediency trumps eternal truth. Some good news for women's sports as the state of Indiana enacted a law protecting female athletes from unfair competition. House Bill 1041, which was signed by the governor, prohibits males from competing in women's collegiate sports based on the radical notion that biological reality actually matters. Despite the hysterical claims about discrimination from the ACLU, the bill passed with overwhelming support in the House and Senate both, proving common sense not yet extinct in America. Arizona's Democratic governor has signed legislation banning ultra-processed foods in schools starting in 2026. The bill specifically targets foods containing synthetic additives like potassium bromide and harmful dyes. Even Health Secretary Robert F. Kennedy praised the bipartisan measure, calling it a no-brainer and reminding legislatures that protecting children is our obligation. The FDA announced that it is removing pharmaceutical company representatives from its advisory committees, with the commissioner noting that public trust in the healthcare industrial complex is at an all-time low. And that's an understatement, sir. The move aims to restore integrity to a process long corrupted by industry influence, though pharmaceutical reps can still attend meetings as members of the public. An undercover investigation by O'Keefe Media Group has exposed Summit Public Schools' discriminatory hiring practices, with the HR director admitting they reject qualified Trump supporters and make race-baiting hiring decisions. Remember this, folks, the next time someone claims DEI is all about fairness rather than ideological conformity. Finally, lawmakers in Texas have introduced legislation to combat abortion pills being smuggled into the state. Senate Bill 2880 would prohibit manufacturing, distributing, and even providing information about obtaining abortion-inducing drugs. And that wraps up today's Fortis News Break. I'm Jimmy Hicks. If you want more, you can download Fortis Plus or sign up to become a Fortis Insider for exclusive daily content. You can do both at FortisInstitute.org. And don't forget, you can subscribe to Fortis News on your favorite podcast app to get these updates daily. And until tomorrow, go serve your king.